You're not going to want to miss this episode of the AI Show, where we talk about how to use notebooks directly in Visual Studio Code. It's pretty amazing. Make sure you tune in. Hello and welcome to this special episode of the AI Show, where we have a special guest. Tell us who you are and what you do, buddy.
My name is Jeffrey Mew. So I'm a program manager here at Microsoft, and I work on the data science and AI for Python and VS Code.
So VS Code, tell us about what's cool for data scientists in there, and then I want to dive into notebooks. So let's start with what's cool.
For sure. So we just released a new feature, or I guess a new product in VS Code. So we released the data science features last October, since Jupyter Notebooks were all the rage, and we wanted to offer first class support for Jupyter Notebooks inside VS Code.
Fantastic. So let's get into it, because I'd rather show people what's in there instead of just talking about it. Yep. So tell us, what's the experience like for those that have Jupyter Notebooks? Let's dive in.
Sure. So I'm on VS Code right now, and I have the latest version of the Python extension installed, okay, since that's where the data science features are. And we have a new feature, so if you open up the command palette with Control-Shift-P or Command-Shift-P if you're on a Mac, I can type in this new command called create new blank Jupyter notebook. So
cool.
You can see here. And once I run it, it'll create a new notebook, and you can see now this is what we call this is the new feature, what we call a notebook editor. So we can see it's like a really familiar Jupyter Notebook UI. We have our like cells, our cell actions, our global actions as well. So I can quickly go through like some of the actions that might be really useful. So you can see like in individual cells, we have like the run buttons. We can change the markdown. We can move cells up and down. And cells also have like full IntelliSense. So if I do like something like print, you can see it gives like IntelliSense. And then also has like docstrings as well. So you can see like what these functions do. So we want to basically combine the power of Jupyter Notebooks for experimentation and data science with the power of VS Code as the editor and the Python extension as well.
So does the output come out in the same place as well? Because I know we used to have this thing where it put it somewhere else,
yeah,
too.
So we used to have something called the interactive window, which we still do as well, which, okay, I'll get into a little bit later. But now this is more like a Jupyter Notebook UI, so everything is in line and it's more like, I guess, readable and more familiar for data scientists. So if I do something like print like hi, here, it'll start running the Jupyter server, and then once you can see the output is right there.
Awesome. So it's basically the same thing, but all now embedded into Visual Studio Code.
Yes.
Okay. And it doesn't look like the Jupyter Notebook actual. It looks a little different. Can you tell us, mm-hmm, what's actually built in there?
For sure. So we wanted to give it a familiar like new notebook UI, so people that are coming from like other notebook tools, they can come over here really easily and get started. But there's some additional features we added, so I can go through like some things at the top. So you have like this top level toolbar for like more global notebook actions. And your first ones are like run, so you have like run all, run above, and run below. Next we have some of our kernel actions, so we can do restarting your kernel and interrupting your kernel. Next we have adding or inserting cells anywhere. Next we have clearing all output in your notebook. And the next feature is something that we added that's pretty cool for notebooks. So we have a variable explorer. So what that means is it'll show, I'll get into a little bit more later as well, but right now I don't have any variables, but it'll show all your current active variables in your notebook. So you can actually see like what variables are what value. And that's one of the common annoyances that data scientists have with Jupyter Notebooks, because like you can run cells out of order, so you don't really know what the most up-to-date state of,
right,
your variable is, so that's really useful. And the last two are save, so just to save your notebook, and the last one is convert and save to Python script, which basically just converts your notebook into a Python file, but I'll get into that and why that's useful a little bit later.
So this is cool. We made a new notebook. Do you have to create a new notebook in Visual Studio Code for it to work, or can you use existing notebooks?
For sure, yeah. So we wanted to make the experience like really easy for people to bring their own existing notebooks from their other notebook editors. So for example, if I have this other notebook, Data Science is Cool, you can see I have like a notebook already with the code. And again, I can just run the code with Jupyter hotkeys, so you can see there I ran shift enter and it just runs it as well, so I don't have to click these run buttons. And like I mentioned before, I want to get into some more of the details that we have. So now that I have this cell of code, there's like this variable called p, and now I can show you how the variable explorer works. So I can, if I run this, you can see that these are all the variables, I guess, in this notebook that I've run.
That's cool.
And you can see this was p, so you can see what the type of the variable is, so it's an ND array. And it tells you the size of it. So here I just made the size 100. And then finally, I can also go into, if you go to the far right, you'll see the data explorer. If you click on this, you'll go into the data viewer. And you can actually look at the entire variable in, I guess, a more familiar like Excel format. So you can see what each variable is and what it looks like.
That's cool. And so now, because previously when I'm doing shift, I always have to make a new cell and put like P and then shift enter and see what's in there.
Yeah.
Now we have the ability to actually look at it. And you can see, if you look at the screen right now, you can see the actual rows of what was, that's really cool. Because I have, look, I have a hard time knowing what I shift entered on and what's actually in memory. And so that's really cool as well. Any other features with with existing Jupyter Notebooks?
For sure. So another thing we can do is what we call our plot viewer. So you can see here, let me just close up the Variable Explorer real quick. You can see I ran a plot right here. And if I hover over the plot, you'll see on the top left, there's like this plot icon. So right now, usually when you run a Jupyter Notebook in plots, like the plots are really small. And especially if you have a lot of data, like in this one right here, it's hard to see like specifically like where your data points are. So we have this thing called a plot viewer. So what you can do is you can click on this, and it'll open up in a much, I guess, bigger screen. And here you can actually just zoom in on your plot to see, like, for example, if you want to see where it crosses the x-axis. And also another really cool feature is you can actually save these plots. So you can save as a PNG or JPEG, and then you can actually export them and use them in your presentations or show them to whoever.
That's really cool. So existing notebooks. Now, here's the other thing that I struggle with whenever I use notebooks. And we got into this a little bit with looking at variables, but how do I debug stuff? You know, the debug experience is basically I put something in, hit shift enter, and I'm like, that's not right. And then is something better
for sure
available in VS Code?
So we have, like we mentioned earlier, we have the interactive window. And like I mentioned also earlier, that we have this feature called convert and save to a Python script. So this is more like when you're done your Jupyter notebook and you want to, I guess, productionize it. And one way of doing that is you want to like go through and debug your code. All you have to do is click this one button, and it'll automatically convert all this Jupyter notebook code into a Python file. So you can see here, this is the exact same code. So you can see like the first cell was Hello World. The first cell here was Hello World as well. And this is what we call interactive window. So what makes it different from like a regular Python file window or a Jupyter notebook window is you can think of it like a hybrid of both. So you can see this is your traditional Python file, but you also have some overlays because it knows it came from a Jupyter notebook. So you can see these like run cells. So you can actually run these cells and you actually get your output side by side. So this is our traditional Python interactive window. And like I mentioned for debugging, if I just save this file real quick, just as untitled, if I want to like debug this cell, for example, I can just set breakpoints here as well. But I can just click this and then click debug cell, and it'll actually start debugging the cell as well. And you can see it's our full debugger. So you can see our variables, you can see our call stack and everything.
That's cool. So basically, if I'm understanding right, the workflow for a data scientist would be just like it is now. Try a bunch of stuff in a notebook. Once you've got something that's semi-solid, you export it using that one button.
Sure.
Then you continue to make it more refined with the debugging, and then you have something that's hopefully good at the end.
Mm-hmm. And also, another thing I want to mention also is usually when you're doing data scientists, big problem is that they want to leverage compute power. Oftentimes, if you're just running on, like, let's say your local machine, it's probably really not that powerful.
Yeah.
It might take like a training job might take like 10 days or something, whereas like if you had a really powerful computer, it might take an hour. So to leverage that, we have a feature that lets you connect to remote servers. So what you can actually do is you can see in the top right now, it says Jupyter servers local, so it's running on my local machine. But there's this command, so if I do Control-Shift-P again to open up the command palette, I can do specify local or remote Jupyter server for connections. So I can actually click on this, and right now it's using the local host, so on my local machine, but I can actually go to existing, and then I can type in my remote server. So let's say I'm like working at a company and we want to like leverage and share compute power, we can just go in and type in the URL for this Jupyter server as well.
That's cool. So basically you can use not just local
for
resources,
sure,
but remote resources as well.
And in addition, we also support the remote SSH extension from VS Code. So you can either have this option to connect to remote Jupyter server if you can't like install VS Code on your remote server, or you can have the full-fledged VS Code experience with the remote SSH server as well. And with this, we have access to, if I just exit out of this, we have access to a kernel selection as well. So if you're connected to a remote server, you can click on this, and it'll show all your remote kernels. And if you want to share kernels as well, you can do that as well.
Holy cow. Now, when you're doing the kernels, does it have some, like, let's just say I'm using virtual environments or Conda environments. Does it have some notion of that as well?
Yeah, it does. So you can see here, it can tell you that, for example, I have like Conda environments here. It'll tell you which one's like a Conda environment and which ones are, like, for example, global, and it'll tell you where these Python, like where these kernels are.
That's awesome. Well, cool. Well, where can people go to find out more and start to download these things?
For sure. So to get this entire experience, it's completely free. You just need Visual Studio Code. And then you also need the Python extension for Visual Studio Code, since Python is like the main data science language. So we want to put that data science experience in the Python extension. So as long as you have those two things, then just bring in your existing Jupyter notebook or bring open it, create a new notebook, and you'll have this entire experience for yourself too.
And it's just VS Code plus one extension.
Yep.
This is amazing. Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
And thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for watching. We're learning all about how to use notebooks directly inside of Visual Studio Code. A ton of amazing features. Thank you for being with us. Thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you next time. Take care.